This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I was at the inauguration with the head of Turning Point USA. Actually flew back on part of the leg to Austin on the plane with him. And he said, oh, yeah, we got big plans to reach young people, reach communities of every type, and try to just bring America together. I know they've got Candace Owens working with them. Now Brandon Tatum, the former SWAT officer, is working with them. Very, 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 very exciting as director of urban engagement with Turning Point USA. So I love seeing how Turning Point USA is really exploding, and they're going out and they're getting, you know, the best folks from every walk of life who just want to empower this country. So be sure and follow Brandon Tatum at the Officer Tatum. You know, his videos have hundreds and hundreds of millions of views, but then you go to his Twitter, there's hardly anybody following him. And that's because Twitter artificially doesn't let conservatives and libertarians and patriots and people that just want to get along promote anything. And we've got a big announcement on this coming up after Brandon leaves us. We got this from Roger Stone yesterday. And I've confirmed it all now. And starting May 25th, all conservative advertising by political candidates, because it's not just the Alex Jones show, we've checked other areas, will be banned. Facebook says they're not allowing that communication. So the Republican Party wants to reach out and advertise on Facebook to people on our pages. We don't even get any money. They're refusing that advertisement, so that's coming up. So there is a real war going on to suppress everybody, but they can't silence it all if we continue to speak up. I think they've jumped the shark, but at the Officer Tatum. Brandon, good to have you back with us. Now, Brandon, this is a short segment, longer segment coming up, and I've got a lot of questions I'm going to get into, but for you when we come back, what's front and center for you right now?
So right now, what I'm doing is just developing strategy and trying to get, I would say, a coalition of individuals together so that we can make an impact in the urban communities. One of the major things that we're trying to do is to get into HBCUs, historical black colleges, develop chapters there. And we have a huge event that's going to that we've already planned out. It's already scheduled. People can apply for it. It's the Young Black Leadership Summit in D.C., Washington, D.C. in October. So that's kind of the main focus right now on what I'm doing. It's just trying to get that summit together and prepare young people to inspire people all across the country.
Well, I want to send a crew to cover that because we're seeing with Candace Owens and you and Trump and everybody else a double the number of black American males supporting the president. I mean, this shows this real engagement could break the trance the Democratic Party has on people.
Yeah, I think it definitely will. I've already seen it. You know, it's funny that I met a young lady who works for a very, very liberal organization. She happened to be African-American. And me and her sat in my living room and had a conversation. And literally, we had the exact same ideologies. I mean, not one thing that we discussed, we differ on. And this is the evolution of young African American people waking up to what the left is doing and actually trying to make a sort of effort to come together and say, what do we need to do to make the situation better as people, as Americans? And I mean, that's very exciting for me to see somebody on the opposite side actually have the same ideas.
It's incredible. You know, we see, though, the censorship taking place ahead of the 2018 elections. I want to talk about that when we come back as well. But I would imagine, I haven't ever asked this question, but I would imagine that you've probably seen some attempts to dial back what you're doing.
Yeah, you're talking about on social media?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Like you mentioned, the Twitter. You know, it's quite interesting that I post things on Twitter and it just seems like certain things that I say, I don't know if it's trigger words for Twitter, it's literally censored. YouTube is killing. Every video I upload is demonetized automatically. And I had two videos completely taken off of YouTube and then I'm banned from live streaming.
See, I knew it because everybody I talk to is happening. And look, I can get a little, you know, a little mean. I've watched many, your videos are as gentlemanly as it comes, and that's what they're scared of. We'll be right back with Brandon Tatum. Stay with us. so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide. I am Alex Jones, your host. So much is going on here at the InfoWars News Center that I can't even keep track of half of it. I've had major Republican Party individuals send me the documents from Facebook. It appears they intend to basically ban us or completely shadow ban us on May 24th, when they're telling the Republican Party and others that they will no longer be able to access our public pages on Facebook that have millions and millions of likes. So what's happening is they're banning the Republican Party from being able to buy ads from Facebook to simply advertise voting, recruitment, events, races. This is so draconian. And, you know, we can make it about InfoWars. But since I learned about this yesterday, I made a couple other calls. And it's happening to other conservative libertarian sites. So this is how the media does it. They'll demonize one conservative group and make up lies about them and try to get the others to not support them. Then they'll talk bad about this group and say, oh, don't support them. And then pretty soon they ban everybody. This is here. Now, Brandon Tatum has had videos with 60, 70, 80, 100 million views individually. But as soon as he exploded last year as a SWAT team a police officer who was also moonlighting as somebody just speaking out for the First Amendment, suddenly he was having his videos banned, blocked. They were getting 100,000 views. That's what they're doing to everybody. This is draconian. It's everywhere. And we have Twitter employees admitting to censoring conservatives, banning them for political reasons. It's going on. It's happening. And even, you know, Ben Shapiro's Daily Wire talks about that. Ben should come out against it. Because if we don't hang together, we're going to hang separate. And Brandon Tatum's here with us, and I want to get into a bunch of issues with him. Candace Owens, and she's part of Turning Point USA, and he's part of that as well, the director of urban engagement and the exciting things that are happening. But if we can't tell you about the exciting things that are happening, if we're putting an electronic ghetto, then what comes next? So just recount for us the positive things that are happening, what you see happening in communities all across the nation, and where you see this going, but also the fight to be able to continue to reach out with this message of hope and prosperity that President Trump and you and others are promoting.
Yeah, I'm seeing a real awakening. I mean, this is not a game. This is not propaganda. Like, I have communicated with people that are historically on the left, and they can see that there's a need for change. A lot of things that I've seen are something that's major to me as far as party shift is that I think people don't look at Donald Trump as a Republican. People don't see Donald Trump as a politician. They see Donald Trump for who he is and what he stands for. And as America can see, we voted him in, and he's doing exactly what he said he was going to do. So I think that inspires people on both sides. And I've talked to people that's in L.A., in the hood, and they tell me the same thing. that they need to change. They're tired of the Democrats running their city and ruining their cities. You know, like I said, I talked to the young lady from another organization that's like Turning Point, and I'm not going to say the organization because I don't want to throw her out there, but, you know, she's from an opposing organization, but she see the same thing. We talked about Barack Obama. We talked about the problems and disenfranchisement in the black communities. And this is a real thing, and I think people should take it serious. And I think we should continue to fight and continue to post things and continue to share content on our platforms from other people who we respect. This show, I respect it a lot. I love it. I tell everybody about the Alex Jones Show. So I think that we got to continue to do that. I mean, until they change, we cannot back down. We cannot give up. We cannot be cowardice in this situation. And I know that my stuff has been censored, which makes me mad. I mean, personally, I feel personal when they delete videos that I've worked so hard to produce, and I know there's going to be an impact. But we got to just keep sharing each other's content and keep putting it out there and try to do our best to be in the streets and meet people where they are, like physically going and doing speeches and stuff, which is what I want to do. And I think we'll continue to be successful.
Separate from that, here you are, you know, a smart, articulate, handsome American, and just who happens to be black, and you're out there doing this great work. You're popular with the real people. And then there's Spike Lee and everybody and Snoop Dogg injecting the most vicious hate, calling that, this is Spike Lee when he's winning this big award for his new movie, which I'm sure the movie's probably good. I'm sure the message is fine. My issue is with what he's doing now. That mother effer was given a chance to say, we're about love and not hate. Well, that's what Trump's been doing. And that mother effer did not denounce that mother effing Klan. He like 50 times he did. They kept saying, denounce, denounce. And the alt-right and that Nazi mother effers. No, he said the alt-right was bad at Charlottesville. He said Antifa also is just as bad and is a horrible, nasty, evil group as well. The media lied. And Spike Lee's not stupid. Snoop Dogg's not stupid. I mean, he used to be friends with Trump. They all know Trump's a good guy. So now Hollywood wants this. The Democrats want this. And they're out there promoting the real hate here, the real division, in my view. What's your view on that?
Well, it's a tribe-like mentality. Unfortunately, culturally, this is what happens. Spike Lee has to come out and say that. If Spike Lee was to be honest and identify with the successes of Donald Trump, he will literally be, you know, thrown out of the community. No one would want to watch his movies. They'll call him an Uncle Tom and a sellout. So with that mentality, it's very difficult for people who don't have a strong spine to come out and tell the truth. Snoop Dogg, they want to sell records. They want to be in the in crowd in the black community. And to be honest, the people who are in Charlottesville, they know what the truth is. The people who are living in these Democrat-run cities, who are unemployed and homeless, they know what it is. Those are the individuals that go to these rallies. Those are the individuals that go out and vote. So I'm disappointed in Spike Lee. I'm disappointed in Snoop Dogg and these other people who I would consider to be cowards. I'm disappointed in their approach because they're killing the minds of young people who would otherwise be more successful. But I'm telling you this. It is going to change. The tide is going to turn. They can only talk stupid and make up lies and be emotional for only so long before the facts are revealed and people start really changing.
Well, I mean, I happen to have studied Trump. And he's well known 40 plus years ago, actually bringing in black promoters, everybody, and for the first time treating them good when the other hotel owners and people wouldn't. He's the first guy to buy up all these weird racist country clubs and then open them up. I mean, he was hated when he took over Mar-a-Lago and opened it up to Jews and blacks and everybody else. Trump's famous. That's why all the rappers loved him. And the way they all know him, a lot of them have stayed at his house. A lot of them have been out on his boat with him. They know how much Trump likes everybody. And the fact that they treat him like that shows that they're beyond just race pimps. They are evil deceivers, in my view.
It's backfiring on them. I'm telling you, these individual people can see. They've been there. They went to the rallies. And the mainstream tells you one thing, and they have their polls and everything that suggest one thing, but the voters come out and do something different. And I'm telling you, as sure as I'm sitting here, is that it's going to be a change. There's a lot of people that do not agree with these mainstream folks. And when voting time comes, when 2020 comes around, we're going to see a landslide in voting. They just cannot verbalize it right now because they'll be shunned. But You know, I think the cream rises to the top. Donald Trump should have never been president with all the stuff that they did against him and all of the above. But see, he's the cream of the crop and he will rise to the top. And I'll say this one thing. I watched him at that ceremony where that young lady got killed, that police officer, and he was holding hands with her 90-year-old grandmother and with all of these people showing so much love. Literally, I started tearing up because of how genuine that man is. And the world can see that. And we're going to start, and people are going to start exercising what they see and not what they hear.
Wow, man, you're really making me get tears in my eyes because I can feel it spiritually, this evil spirit of us hating each other and being all afraid. And Trump is, and we together, we're breaking that spirit right now.
Yes, we are. We are. One person at a time, one video at a time, one dedicated segment at a time. We're going to change it. And as long as we keep our faith in God and keep praying, we're going to make it happen. And it's going to happen not because we want our party to win, but it's because this is what's right. This is what's best for this country.
That's right. And a bunch of the Republican blue bloods, they're getting pushed aside as well. The truth is coming out, and no amount of lies from Hillary Clinton or Spike Lee or Michael Moore are going to work. We'll be back to talk about how we get on the offense.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We have a guy in the White House, I'm not going to say his name, but to find a moment, it was not just for Americans, for the world. And that motherfucker was given a chance to say we are about love and not hate. And that motherfucker did not denounce the motherfucking Klan, the alt-right, and those Nazi motherfuckers. It was a defining moment. And he could have said to the world, not the United States, that we were better than that. The so-called motherfucking Creole democracy, that's some bullshit. United States of America was built upon the genocide of Native people and slavery. That is the fabric of the United States of America. As my Brooklyn brother Jay-Z would say, facts. I was given Susan Bro's phone number.
All right, that's enough. I shouldn't even waste time playing that. But there's slavery going on in 7 Muslim nations right now. No one's saying evil didn't go on everywhere. No one's saying it's good. But just living it constantly, that's what Kanye West was saying, shouldn't be our identity. And then it shouldn't be George Soros and Hollywood promoting it. It's in the WikiLeaks to keep us at each other's throats. But people like Brandon Tatum, the Turning Point USA, he's the director of urban engagement. Earlier, for people that just joined us, we are breaking the trance. Give us your report, sir, of traveling around the country, you're going to these big black colleges, what you're seeing there.
Yeah, we're in the works of getting into these colleges. I spoke at Texas State, and right now it's a struggle, you know, because when I spoke at Texas State, we invited Black Lives Matter, we invited all these other groups that are Afrocentric, and they were too afraid to show up. And so we're going to try to do our best to get into these HBCUs, which is our plan moving forward. I know for a fact we're going to have adversity because people like Spike Lee, and I'm not saying this is all black people, people like Spike Lee are too cowardice to have a real conversation. If I used to have respect for Spike Lee, and if I saw him face to face today, I'd tell him he's a coward in his face. Because what he's saying is despicable. It is embarrassing. Because the whole world is looking at African-American people, and they're seeing an idiot like him say what he said. When you're talking about something that happened 100 years ago, you're so distraught as a millionaire in America, and you don't leave. And then you turn around, and there's people gunning young black people down in our own communities. There's drug dealers selling our young people drugs. I got family members who are on drugs right now. I know how it has ruined our family. People are in prison. You know, and this guy is talking about Donald Trump. People in the hood, people in these communities that he's trying to represent, they're not worried about Donald Trump. They're not worrying about what the news is saying. They're worrying about picking up dead young people off the street every day.
I was about to say, as a former police officer and SWAT officer, I mean, what, 2,000 black people die a year in Chicago? Thousands more injured? Never a word from the liberals. I mean, why is it everywhere liberals run it, rich white liberals mainly, that there's such death and destruction, and that Spike Lee and people like, you know, all those folks, Michael Moore, they've all got bodyguards, but then poor people, they say, can't have bodyguards.
Well, you know, it's hypocrisy, because they not only pay money for bodyguards, if they get in trouble and they go to court, they have a whole team of attorneys that can support them. They're not getting an appointed person. You know, they have a whole bunch of things that give them advantages in this country that they refuse to give back. I tell you this for a matter of fact. African-American people in this country need to stop worrying about it, focusing on the government. We have enough economic wealth If they put all the black people together in America, we'll be like the top 15 richest country in the world. We have enough economic wealth as individuals that if we came back and put that money into our communities, if we built our own schools, if we put books into our own schools, if we had programs that help young black people in our own communities, all of these black churches in these communities, we could have our own economy. But see, people like Spike Lee, they want to make all this money off the backs of black people and then turn around and point the finger at the government. It just makes me so mad, and I wish these things will change. Myself, Candace Owens, Turning Point USA, we are going to do our best to be a part of the change. Obviously, you too, Alex, I know that you are heavily involved, and you want to be more involved in this stuff, and I know that you'll be active, but we're all together. We have to do our best at changing this narrative. These people are suckers. Spike Lee is a sucker, and any one of these people that get out and talk like him, I'll tell them to their face.
Well, he knows. Michael Moore, all these guys behind the scenes, some people that know him, these liberal elites know it's a game plan. It's in the WikiLeaks that they're going out to stir up cultural division. That's what they call it.
Man, Donald Trump said a million times that he disavowed these people. He said it a million times. He said it the day of. He said it when they tried to confront him and said he didn't say it fast enough. I don't know what other way can he say that he disavowed these people and that all evil in America, this is what they want, Alex. This is what they want him to say. They want him to say white people are bad. They don't want him to say evil is wrong, no matter where it's coming from. They want him to focus on white people. And those are the things that they try to, you know, say behind the scenes and not be.
By the way, then they found two videos of him on TV 20 plus years ago denouncing Duke without anyone even asking him to.
The man is not a racist. I don't understand how they think he's a racist and you know, anti-Semitic. I don't understand how a person with a connection or connected brainstem can come to that conclusion with all of the things that he's done. I'll tell you this. You cannot be that successful and that wide of a range. You cannot get more of the black vote than any other Republican candidate that have run for the presidency in the last few years if you are a blatant racist. This man is trying to fix DACA, something that Obama would never try to do. This man is focusing on the black community, something that Obama would never do. This man is open to all people. He wants America to become great. He's not saying I want white people to be great again. He said America, lowering taxes.
And that's my last question for you, and I hope you can come back for a full hour soon and take calls. How do people get involved to help what you're doing? You're actually going out in the community. You're actually going into these universities that have been totally brainwashed, these factories of division, and you're actually bringing the real message of Martin Luther King back into these communities.
Yeah, so I think if people want to directly contact me, I have an email. It's brandon.tatum@tpusa.com. Go to my email. Email me. Let me know if you want to get involved. Let me know what city you're in. If you have something going on in the city and you need me or Candace or somebody to come and us to facilitate growth there or for us to do certain things, I mean, we're open to it. I mean, that's our whole mission is to go out and reach America. And I think that the African Americans in this country really need a lot of help. And I think myself and Candace can be good advocates. But that's for the bigger picture. We want to help African Americans because when African Americans do well, the rest of the country does well. And I don't want to think people think it's all about black people. It's not. These people.
No, but the Democrats think that they own black people, and then Republicans just get stared and just stand back and let the Democrats do whatever they want, and it's time to say no.
Right, exactly, 100%. It's a new day, a new age. We're not going to dwell on the past. We're going to focus on our future, and we're going to do everything that we can, as long as we're breathing on this earth, to make things better.
Amazing. Brandon Tatum, again, we appreciate the great work you're doing. Look forward to having you back, and look forward to having our crew go cover this amazing conference you've got coming up as well. God bless you, my friend. We're watching your great work. You really do inspire us all.
Thank you, Alex. I love you, man.
Love you, too. Wow, he's awesome. And that's why they're censoring him, because he's so professional and nice and tells the truth, and they're trying to block him, too.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines.
CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Go to Moms for Trump, Sharice Saber, here in just a few minutes on this other issue of censorship. I've warned Paul Watson, I've warned my crew, I've warned you, the listeners. Not that I'm that smart, I've just learned globalist tactics and how they operate. I've warned everybody that they're going to censor in little ways, in medium-sized ways, sometimes in big ways, and then back off and do it over and over and over again until the hammer drops. And the hammer's dropping basically right now. in the next few months, we're 6 months out from the midterms, you're going to see massive censorship. And if the president gets set for this, the globalists could win. So that's the reality here, ladies and gentlemen. And it's very, very serious. This needs to be big national news, what I've got here. And this yesterday. No one even cares to do an article on InfoWars. I know some of the crew is back there. But it's a list of major conservative commentators, Trump supporters, nationalists, who are basically to be banned from being able to communicate with on Facebook May 24th. That's 9 days away. All the screenshots, the emails, have them all. Shadow banning. And not even letting Republican Party advertise with Facebook. I don't get any of this money. When Diamond and Silk were before Congress 2 weeks ago and Congressman Hank Johnson kept going, "You're making a lot of money off Facebook. You're making a lot of money." They're like, "No, we don't make any money off Facebook. We just reach people with our message." And they're censored everywhere because they're well-spoken. They're funny. Brandon Tatum is charismatic and smart. They're banning him off the internet. Turning Point USA. It's here. And the Wall Street Journal said, 3 months ago, they said, "Well, we think Jones can be, you know, demonized easily. We'll take him out of context, what he said. And once we ban Jones and WikiLeaks, we can ban everybody." And what did he say? What did the new CEO say of News Corp? It's merging with Disney. He said, "Once we do that, we're going to block everybody from communicating on these big platforms except for big companies." And he said, "We'll make hundreds of billions more." He wasn't even saying politically, "Let's stop the conservatives." He's like, "No, let's do this. We're going to make a lot of money." They're ending the internet as we know it. So Cherie Saber is a creative and vehement supporter of Donald Trump and the Trump movement. We can roll some footage of her, too, when she got up and had her questions at the any of the shots from our press conference a month and a half ago about censorship in D.C. 2016, she volunteered with the Trump campaign and co-founded MomsForTrump.org and designed the logo to make sure it stands, Moms for Trump, and now she's reached tens of millions of people. Was initiated and designed to bring out the votes as well as getting all people on the Trump train. Cherie now is in the D.C. area, continue to support Trump by taking the grassroots streets, talking to people. And it just goes on from there. We're really excited to have her on because she made some great points at the press conference when we were there. So, Cherie, great to have you on and great to talk to somebody who was instrumental in helping get Trump elected.
Hi, Alex. What a pleasure it is to see you again in this arena. Was really nice running into you in D.C. It was a tremendous momentum given. And I want to thank you for bringing me on here to make a few points. I strongly supported Donald Trump during the campaign. It was here by accident. I was listening to a radio station. And what I heard was just unacceptable, and when I researched it, I realized it was a big lie, and that's what got me the momentum. Now, as it were, I co-founded Moms for Trump during the campaign. When we co-founded that, it wasn't obvious that they actually wanted to really make it a movement, and I certainly did take it into Virginia and started working on it, and it started to pick up some speed and some momentum, but that's a story for another time. I think there were some nefarious carrying on. There are people who really did not want Trump to win, but as I said, once I was invited on the Armstrong Williams show, then I believe, and I still do, that Donald Trump was divinely ordained at this time now for what's happening. I have taken to D.C., the grassroots. I have been doing it by doing rideshare. And I'm talking to people. And I want to address what Whoopi Goldberg said. that there are only two people support, one black person supporting Trump. Well, let me just say this. You are going to be so surprised that in 2020, Donald Trump is going to win by an unrefutable landslide. And let me just add that from what I have seen, experienced, know in my guts, Donald Trump is going to win with a massive black vote. So I just wanted to put that out here. So Whoopi, if you're listening and you will hear, you will be proven wrong like so many black people, which I believe will ultimately bow down to Donald Trump. I am aghast at the Congressman Johnson when he addressed Diamond and Silk, two women that myself I have been in contact in close encounters with during the campaign. I was aghast and just completely distressed at how he literally said, stoop down. So these people have themselves in this high and mighty position, looking down on other black people, and I think that is an absolute appalling thing. I'm in D.C., and the mayor of D.C. is black. D.C. has some horrible poverty that's going on there. I drive into these places, and one thing I can say to you, the people are being purposely dumbed down. They are being purposely misled. They talk about Donald Trump in way, like really stupid things I hear. Well, you know, he's filed bankruptcy. He's not a good businessman. All of the narrative that they're telling these people.
But now, look at how so much of what he is doing is working and the way the economy's turning around, but the system's trying to defeat him. What's going to happen, Cherise Saber, founder of Moms for Trump, one of the biggest grassroots organizations out there during the campaign, very successful, and now you're out there fighting on the streets to get through that. What's going to happen if they do derail Trump successfully and then everything falls apart? Because this country was disintegrating before he got in there. I mean, do you think America really will? Because I agree with you. Take Providence and throw it in the trash can?
Well, let me just say this, Alex. Donald Trump is not going to be derailed. I have said it before. We all know it and we all feel it. Donald Trump was divinely ordained for this time. You know, what I saw on the campaign, when I volunteered, I did the telephones and all of these things, and I can't express to you how spiritual this experience was. I mean, people prayed. People were coming together in ways that I never would have even imagined. I was never a political person prior to this. I had no idea. I didn't care.
By the way, Trump has said publicly and privately that he became a much stronger Christian during this thing. He changed. He felt the Spirit.
100%. I mean, it was a spirit. The Spirit remains. Donald Trump is, you know, the man is a leader of peace. I once said on the Armstrong Williams show, I felt Donald Trump is loved. And, you know, whatever the left, they try to paint him as this hideous human being. We all know that it's a lie. I just want to also say a lot of...
Hold on, you're going to have the floor, Cherise Saber. Awesome lady. Awesome name, too.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body body extract from within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Here's Hank Johnson attacking Diamond and Silk.
You've made a ton of money off of Facebook, isn't that correct? You all have been bashing Facebook and you've been making a ton of money, isn't that correct? Have you been making money? Well, they've been messing with your money there. We're giving you a tremendous platform with this hearing to make a ton of money when it's over. But rather than diamonds, you're seeking money with Facebook, isn't that correct? I'm just astounded that this committee would stoop to this level to be positioning you all to make more money.
You know, everybody knows what the N-word is. I had never heard of the M-word. Representative Shankowski, the M-word. But to my discovery, just within the last 12 hours or so, I have found that the use of the M-word is no longer socially acceptable. Now, the M-word refers to a group of people, the little people.
This is a island that at its
widest level is, what, 12 miles from shore to shore? Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
We don't anticipate that.
The reason I play that is, we played like 10 minutes of it back when it was live, when Diamond and Silk were there, about the censorship of conservatives by the big tech titans, which is just unbelievably bad. It's like Chinese communist level. And he just chews into them, and how dare you, and look at you, and you just want to make money. And then I remember another congressman, I forget his name, he's the ranking Democrat from Tennessee. There was some other black Trump supporters last year in a committee hearing with him. And he was like, you watch your mouth talking to me like that. And it's something about Democrats. I'm not just saying this to like try to make black people mad, but I've seen it myself. Black Democrats particularly, but some white Southern Democrats will talk to black people like they're dogs. And if you watch the whole Hank Johnson thing, I don't have time to get to it today, but you can go online and watch it. I mean, you're like the arrogance. And you see, Sherrie Shaber, we didn't talk before she came on. I didn't know she was going to bring that up. She picked up the same thing where he was acting like a plantation owner. And the Democratic Party just takes it for granted that women or minorities or anybody else are going to support them when they're such bad people. So that's why I'm seeing Sherrie and so many other people out there breaking this trance. And I wanted to ask her, she was going to make her point about thinking Trump's divinely inspired. And I believe that as well. And I think God's going to give us providence, but I think still if we don't do enough, they might be able to take Trump out. We're not saying he's an angel. The point is God during the Bible used to choose, bad guys, good guys, kings, Saul of, Tarsus on the road to Damascus. I mean, Trump could have been an evil guy. Trump would have been chosen and changed his heart. But you know a tree by its fruit for trying to get rid of him. But just finishing up with Hank Johnson and where you think this whole fight's going and what happens once Trump is able to really deliver. And the left panics. What are they going to do when everything they've said has been proven to be a lie? Because you also mentioned hearing a big lie about Trump, looking it up, finding out it was a lie, and that lie made you so mad it made you support Trump. I mean, that's the same thing, too. So I just threw out a lot there. You can take that, Hank Johnson, Trump Divinely Inspired, where you want to go, because you're the founder of momsfortrump.org. We'll hold you a little bit the next hour as well. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, I want to say to the black congressional establishment, one of the hardest things for people to do is to admit that they're wrong. I would recommend to them that they now admit that they're wrong at this time, because they will be proving over and over, as they have been, wrong and wrong again. Trump is not going to be overturned by them. There is entirely too much arrogance that is going on. Maxine Waters impeached Trump, frankly, as we all can agree. Maxine Waters should be herself impeached. Or she could take all of the energy and going into those black communities right there in D.C. where she works. I can't tell you how many of those people, those impoverished black people, dumbed down black people, are saying to me, they just wish that some of these so-called successful blacks would come into their communities and say to them, here is how you do it. So this is the kind of thing, Alex. Are you there?
Absolutely. I'm listening. I'm riveted.
Okay. So that's one of the things. I also want to, one of the things that I consistently hear from the dumbed down community, they would say that Donald Trump is a racist, and they often reference the Central Park Five. But let me just make a point about the Central Park Five. When Donald Trump acted with taking out a newspaper article on the Central Park Five, remember how black men were portrayed in the media at this time. It was the media, Alex, that would portray black men consistently as criminals. It doesn't matter. If they walk through the store, they accuse them of stealing, and then the television camera would portray them always as criminal, always as looking so horrible. They would darken their faces. They would handcuff them, no matter what the case may be. Now, whatever the action that Donald Trump did was actually perpetuated. The media created that. So don't blame Donald Trump. He's not a racist. The Central Park Five was a situation that happened because of the media. And here we go again. It's the media that's creating all of this havoc in all of our communities, black, white, political, whatever you want to call it. So I just wanted to address
that.
Well,
I agree with you. So what do you think, Sheree Sabre, the establishment is going to do when everything they throw at Trump fails? It's now coming out today that Mueller was working with secret Russian oligarchs, not Trump. That's in the Hill newspaper. I mean, we knew this years ago, but it's all coming out. What are they going to do as it comes out that it's all politically motivated, that Obama ordered illegal spying, that they got caught lying about it? I mean, this is devastating.
Yeah, it is going to come out. And these people are going, I'm telling you, they will bow down to Donald Trump. It's going to be difficult, Alex. As I said, it's hard for people to admit that they're wrong. It's going to be very difficult for them. But I can say to you this, Donald Trump is not going to be overthrown. You know, black people say when Donald Trump said, make America great again, and they will say to me, when was America ever great for blacks? Well, let me just say this. I don't know if you can recognize the fact that I'm not an American born. My mother came here as a domestic, and she went through the process. And she made, our children came and we were legal and she went to work and she bought her home. America was great when you can go and you can do your 8-hour day job and you save your money and bring your money home and save up and buy your house and send your children to school. America was great when our roads and
exactly. It's not that we're perfect, but there's this demonization of the idea of the free market and culture being successful. And the globalists are doing it, we know, again, from their own internal documents, to sabotage things. I mean, they're the bad guys. The globalists, Hollywood, these are nasty people.
And speaking of Hollywood, America was great when Hollywood was respected. When you can walk down the street and you saw a celebrity and you were happy to meet that celebrity, it's not that way anymore. There is no respect for Hollywood with among real people. And that's another entity that you will see falling down. And America.
Sheree, stay there. I want to come back and get into a couple other topics with you in a short segment. And then we've got Dan Lyman joining us. But stay right there. I've got a plug, though. Speaking of being under attack, InfoWars is under attack. The globalists are out to get us. They're kicking us off every platform. We've just got documents in that Facebook is preparing to basically ban us for all intents and purposes on the 24th, where no one can even communicate with us or basically come to the pages. This is all ahead of the midterms. I'm not complaining. We've been very successful. That's why they're after us. But InfoWars is needed into the future and future attacks that we have to deal with. So it's easy to fund the operation. We have great products, thousands of them, highest quality, big sales, great supplements, back in stock, Survival Shield X2. It is 25% off. We've only got like a run and a half left of this, and I'm trying to get more supplies of the deep earth crystals. This is the good halogen. Learn about the iodine conspiracy. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. That is back in stock, now 25% off. Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, that's 50% off. That's huge. The toothpaste, fluoride-free, 50% off. That's about to end. And a bunch of other specials that have got to end very, very soon. Take advantage of those specials at InfoWarsLife.com and fund the First Amendment and the fight to defeat the globalists. Because remember, imagine how bad it'd be if InfoWars wasn't here, if you weren't here.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give to the library, to give to your church. Get them right now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and